Good morning, everyone. Tony Martin here from Radio's Get This. We at Triple M are today suspending normal programming in favour of one full hour of rain. No songs, no ads, no half-assed comedy sketches, nothing but inclement weather for one full hour. Why is that? Because this is the most requested sound in the country. Hold your hinder, the research is telling us. Just give us a downpour. If we can't have any real rain, the recorded stuff will do. Isn't that a great sound? Come on, Australia. Sit back and enjoy this magnificent, if fake, deluge for the next 60 minutes. And Ed, if we had been doing Get This today, what would have been on it?
We would have found out which fruit juice was making kids fat.
Oh, at last. We would have had an amazing collection of brand new features catering to lovers of, respectively, Dancing with the Stars, Morse code and teabagging.
We would have finally got round to cat news.
Oh, at last. We would have had the latest Get This statistics. Footballers and nightclub incidents 15, cars driving through people's lounge rooms 8.
And we would have also found out who looks like Princess Mary when they're made of wax.
Crazy ideas that might just work. And new jobs for the Big Brother cast. We would have had that.
Also, we would have found out if it pays to suck up to the people releasing PlayStation 3.
And Tony Moclair joining us for the second hour. It would all have been coming up on Get This, where we've got another fabulous prize pack.
40 shots of spirits, 5 bottles of wine, 2 bottles of vodka, and a case of beer.
But no, for the next hour, nothing but rain here at Triple M.
It's happening thing, and it's happening too.
let this thing finish, guys. Dragon put a lot of work into this rain. Got to hear it in stereo. Good morning, everybody. It is Get This. Don't panic. We are here talking rubbish for the next 2 hours. Mm. Myself, Tony Martin. Ed Cavalier's here.
Hello. Oh.
Give him a round of rain.
Oh.
And give yourself a deluge. Oh. Mr. Marsland on the buttons. Oh, beautiful. Richard's wearing his wet t-shirt today.
Yes, eh?
Feels so good.
We'll just be having constant downpours during the hour. It's the sound people want to hear.
I know.
The most requested sound on the station every time we play it. More, please, says Australia. Last show for the week, all jokes must go.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm looking at.
Richard Marsland is going to be tipping the computer upside down and emptying out whatever crumbs are in there from earlier in the week.
Fantastic.
And Tony Moclair will be with us in the second hour.
The Moke.
Yeah.
Do people call him the Moke?
I don't know if they do. We'll ask him.
Yeah. The Mini Moke.
The Mini Moke, the Californian. Some friends of mine had a Mini Moke.
What is a Mini Moke?
Come on, Tone. It looks like a Meccano car.
Oh, yeah.
Great. They had some in MASH. Didn't they get around with those in MASH sometimes?
Yeah, and the really great theft-proof canvas doors made of tarpaulin.
Well, these friends of ours who had one, they were driving to school one day, in year 12, around the corner, everyone's school bag just flew out.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hours of fun with a Mini Moke.
Uh-huh.
Can we give one of them away on the show?
Done.
We do need
call
some
in
prizes. That's what we need on the show. Prizes and new features.
When was the last time anyone got anything from this program?
What have we given?
Ethel Chop books. Yep. Very true.
In 8 weeks this year, we've just given away 4 Ethel Chop books.
Which she gave us.
Very poor.
Yeah. Oh, well.
A lot of people saying, what about new ideas? You've been on for 8 weeks this year, guys.
Mm.
Starting to sound a bit samey.
Who said that?
Lots of people in the emails.
Really?
New ideas, please.
Okay,
from next week, all new gear.
Next week on Get This, we recall our favourite moments from the Anna Nicole Smith trial.
Counsel, can we hear the testimony?
Thank you, Your Honour. Well, if I can refer to what the counsel for the family of Miss Smith said, I can... Your Honour, are you...
Please continue.
Then it's Dancing with the Stars with Heather Mills McCartney.
Well, all I can say is this is a very bold choice, the can-can.
All I can say is that I'm very glad we're up here in the commentary booth.
Yeah, oh, hang on, it's coming loose. Heads down!
Get This will be there as Dr. Brendan Nelson demonstrates the Navy's new fleet of Super Hornet jet fighters.
Well, I think this will prove once and for all we made the right decision.
Shocks away. Watch in awe as I come screaming out of the sun at 10 o'clock.
And if it's naval humour you're after, then join us for live sketches aboard HMAS Comedy. And then it's time for more Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I'm telling you, that Heather Mills McCartney is nothing if not persistent.
Incoming! Whoa!
And if that's not offensive enough for you, from the people who brought you Mahatma Ghoulies.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Mino Reiki.
Mino Reiki.
And Kiwi Corner. The show that finally gives the Swiss the serve they've been asking for. Don't miss What's the Time, you neutral yodeling chocolate muncher? But what about dogs listening to Get This? Sit and call in for Schmacko or Snossage.
Well, what is it? No, I'm afraid it's a Snossage. Hey, don't worry, we're sending you a Hinder album.
Sports fans rejoice as we cross live to the International Teabagging Championships in Osaka.
Miki Oshinawa attempting a 10-pound lift and place, this time on the head of the visiting Australian Foreign Minister. That's a successful dunk. Mr. Downer, your comments?
It's obviously completely absurd. It's puerile.
It's in the bag on Get This, where the dance lives on.
Oh my God, she's attempting the Cossack saber dance.
Get down! No.
Oh, that's offensive.
Wow.
Who to? Who on earth to?
We must have a round of rain for Mr. Craig Eagle, whose comments on this program suggested that leg gear Thank you, Craig.
And thank you to Maddie on the Pots and Pants for going a great length for when Heather McCartney's leg smashes through the window to then have a very wooden sound as it falls to the ground
he's
behind
us. He's an X-Phil
Spector. Attention to detail.
What are you saying?
In a good way.
He's an X-Phil Spector. Don't go to his house, people. Whatever you do.
Don't stand in the foyer.
I didn't know that.
And what about the sound of that teabagging?
Oh.
That's graphic. Wow. That's a Laurie Oakes teabag.
It's quite a load.
Okay. Please, the new ideas keep on coming.
Hang on. Teabagging hats. We've got Caporal, right? Get this teabag hats.
Hey, save something for May. Here, get this. Oh, that's Fallout Boy. This ain't a scene. It's an arms race. Here, get this. Oh, enough.
My apologies.
Enough graphic teabagging, Richard Marsden, here on Triple M. It's not the Triple M sound.
No.
It just isn't. Here's what we're going to do. Yesterday, when we entered the, get this, Wild Kingdom. Thank you, Richard. I hogged all the time with dog gear, left no room for cat gear. And I might just say thanks to everyone who has emailed in or called in concerned about my dog eating grapes.
It'll never happen again.
It's apparently toxic for your dog. I got home. Yeah. There she was, sitting in the backyard. And I've gone, sorry, I'm not going to feed you any more toxic gear. And she just looked up at me and burped up a chair leg. She's slowly getting her way through an old couch in the backyard. Scraps of material going in one end, emerging out the back door like wet ones. It's a disturbing image for dog lovers. What's happening in the cat world?
Cat news. Not what I was hoping for. Two stories. Here we go. This is one. I was sitting in the office, calmly looking at cats on YouTube, when Marsland wanders over and says, oh, look, here's the nasty side of cats, right?
The nasty side?
Yeah, look at this. A nasty bite on the hand. This guy's got his sister's cat has bitten him.
Where's this taking place?
America.
Right.
Michigan. Mm. And he has sued her and he's won $153,000.
Really?
Wow.
He should have tipped a hot coffee on himself and got a million.
I mean, for that kind of cash, I will smother myself in Powell and just run through the park. I mean, that is good cash.
I don't think we have those kind of deals here.
What? I can't get any money.
I don't think so. Not for just being bitten by a cat, I wouldn't have thought. But feel free to do the running through the park and pal thing. Anything for the show.
Hey, speaking of toxicity, so the cat's saliva is toxic. So even if they don't kill the little animal that they catch, eventually the saliva will render it dead.
But what happens when, like, a cat licks your face?
I think humans are impervious to cat saliva.
Well, maybe they just turn that tap off.
Really?
Possibly.
Okay.
If they like you.
Should we stay with cat news?
Okay.
Come on, Rich. Do you have a meow in there somewhere? Nice little cat. Hey.
I like the chicken better, but what have you got?
Look at this little puss cat, right? The RSPCA staff have found the cat, a little puss cat that's been found wandering the streets. Mm. Turns out it's from America.
Oh, how did it get here? Oh, in a crate on a ship or something.
Maybe it's a long distance kayaker.
Or it took advantage of those fantastic Super Saver flights. I'm in my bank the other day trying to do some banking, and this woman behind the counter who doesn't even know me is going, you can fly to Launceston for $18. You've got to do it. I'm going now. I didn't even have time to finish this transaction.
This sentence.
She's trying to sell me an $18 flight to Launceston. I'm going, on what? On a giant paper plane.
On the winner of the Birdman Rally. On the back of the winner of the Birdman Rally's back.
Maybe that's how the cat got here. So what's it done?
What do you mean, what's it done?
Oh, just arrived.
Yeah.
And that's enough.
You don't think it's impressive?
Ticker tape parade for that cat? Carried on a little Pope chair?
We're talking. Everyone throwing treats at it, catching him in its mouth.
And it just firing back a bit of toxic saliva.
So what's happened? This cat's come all the way here from the United States.
Yeah.
In some sort of shipping container.
Mm. Stop saying shipping container.
Well, I was just thinking the anti-terrorism measures are working really well, aren't they?
Maybe, how about this? An albatross, was hanging around Michigan where he lived. He's got hold of its tail. It's migrated south. He's still, clinging on by his teeth. Imagine.
Well, we can.
Blown all the way here. Come on! Big cat news. Glad you brought that up, Richard. They found a new species of leopard.
Oh, really? About time. I'm sick of the old ones.
we're testing well.
Tell us about the new, the all new Leopard.
He's new. He's got a Blu-ray DVD player in him.
Great.
That's it.
Oh, that's it.
We're
going out on that. That's it from the Get This Wild Kingdom.
Let's get this.
Around the nation, that's Santana, Rob Thomas. On
my mic on there, Mitch.
Yeah. No, well, thankfully, because you were scatting to the end of Santana.
Yeah. Too late to take that back.
That's good stuff, though.
Thanks, Rich. See that? Another vote of confidence from Rich. Yesterday, I threw a dodgy joke out, and Rich went, no, that was okay. And he's given me, I love it, Rich. Oh, the positive reinforcement I look forward to.
He will have turned on you by about July.
It's a wide-hander.
That cat that came over from
it's
America.
Okay.
Is it already being interviewed by the press? How do you like Australia? Have you been to Healesville Sanctuary? He loves that. If you don't do those things, you're in trouble.
What do you think of Sovereign Hill?
You can just get out. Hey, here's some news. Listen to this. Spicks and Specks quizmaster Adam Hills will be a presenter, but not, as everyone thought, the host of the Logies. Apparently, he simply doesn't suck enough. He's not able to read stiltedly from cue cards while fumbling for a pun about someone he's never heard of. Sorry, Adam, must try less, I guess. Our favourite kind of story on this show, apart from animals that think they're people, is people driving a car through a house where nobody gets hurt.
We've said that.
That's what we like.
We've said that.
There was one yesterday in Melbourne. Someone drove their car through the front of a physiotherapy centre.
Late model Commodore careered into the building just after 2:30 this afternoon, crashing into the reception desk and throwing a woman several metres. Incredibly, no one was injured.
No one was injured. Keep that in mind.
But convenient.
Convenient.
If you get the whiplash.
It would have been, oh, there's a car coming towards me. Oh, I'm flying through the air. Thank God I'm in a physiotherapy. Oh, not even injured. Waste of time. Waste of time.
Feign injury. I would have feigned some injury.
Missed opportunity.
Big time.
So we'll keep you up to date on the stats on that one. We still can't talk.
How does it happen, though? That's what I want to know.
That was apparently a road rage incident. That's what they reckon. Two people were sort of
jostling for position.
Doing a bit of Death Race 2000 in Northcote in Melbourne, and someone ended up through a physiotherapy centre.
He showed him. Hey, beat this. Follow me in here.
Wow. You were going to throw to me then?
Yeah, I certainly was. I know you're sitting on gold.
Well, the New South Wales election has been quite the entertaining news story.
Set the world on fire.
Hey, do you Peter Debnam again for us.
Okay. Can't find those figures. I'll get back to you on that.
That's a brilliant impression.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Well, Peter Debnam obviously is a busy man.
Yeah.
He's out rustling papers absolutely everywhere all across New South Wales. And the election is getting the media going as well, and they're starting to take some of their anger out on the Shadow Treasurer. Anyway, listen, I'll let this grab explain it, but anyway, things get a bit narky.
Deputy Liberal Leader Barry O'Farrell arrived late and alone to deliver the Coalition's $9.8 billion bid to fix New South Wales.
Isn't it extraordinarily cynical of you to release this document 32 hours out from the election at 4 p.m. in the afternoon?
Well, I apologise for the lateness of the start, which was due to the photocopiers.
If the costings were so good, where was his leader, Peter Debnam?
Mr. Debnam's not here because he's campaigning on the Central Coast. You might know there's an election on Saturday.
Oh, great. Okay. Sarcasm. Photocopiers, you need to have the papers in front of you to shuffle. You know? And when the photocopiers go down, the party's in tatters.
I can't shuffle air. I can't just shuffle empty manila folders. They'll see that they're empty. You're going to send me out there with empty ring binders.
It's I'll be exposed. There's nothing to shuffle.
It's madness. These are lolly wrappers with policy written on them. No one's going to believe that.
What about some consumer watch, Mr. Marsden? What have you got for us?
I believe this is from Today Tonight.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Talking
from
about,
TT.
From TT. And they were talking about the power of word-of-mouth advertising.
Yeah.
Just in case you don't know what word of mouth advertising is,
yeah,
they run you through the step-by-step process.
So let's say I'm a phone company. I want to sell this phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give the phone to somebody and ask them what they think.
All right.
Cool phone. Check it out.
Thanks. Hey, this is a cool phone. You should check it out.
It's a cool phone. You should check it out.
Sweet. This is a cool phone. You should check it out.
Thank you. And before you know it, everyone in society is talking about the phone and you've sold a lot of product.
Oh! It's a crash course, isn't it?
Cancel all think tanks. Idea showers are off. TT has solved it for everyone. Give a phone to someone in the office. Get some bad acting going.
I know, I love it when they have acting.
We'll all be rich.
At last, the word of mouth mystery. Put to bed forever. Okay, I've got a mystery for you. This is a question which has baffled all of us since really the beginning of this program.
Mm.
Can anyone here name a single song by Keith Urban?
Oh, thank you.
A single song by Keith Urban. Just take a few moments. I'm sure we'll get one by the end of the show.
Surely.
I'm sure we'll think of one.
Got lovely hair. Lovely hair.
He's married to Nicole.
What?
He was in rehab.
I've got to go get an album.
Mm.
Anyway, Tony Moclair is, he said he's going to join us in the next hour.
And he will.
So maybe he can clear that one up for us. Let's see if we can get a single song title by the end of the show.
Get this.
Kick him out. That's all I can say.
Brought to you by Aaron Kiley, who says surely that must be Ed as the carpet court jester. And if not, why not?
Welcome back to the All Rain edition. Triple M, it is the most requested sound on the station at the moment. People just love hearing it in their cars.
It's a fantastic sound.
You're listening to Get This, by the way. In case you're wondering, we've had a call from Heidi the Happy Trucker, one of our former sponsors. If Heidi, you'd like to be a sponsor for this show, there's no money involved. You just email us with your name and a bit of information about yourself and you can be our sponsor for a whole half.
Hit us on the website, kids. check out my MySpace.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Heidi the Happy Trucker has driven past McDonald's in Boronia in Victoria. Mm-hmm. She says they're flying their flag upside down.
She suggested it's anarchy.
Yeah,
and I didn't think that's where the anarchists would start, but it's a beauty.
So hang on, is it a W? Is this the McDonald's flag?
I don't know.
So it's then a W?
It's a W.
All right.
Is that what we're talking, or is it the Australian flag?
Oh, that would just be wrong.
I would be around there straight
unless
away.
Unless all the staff are getting around standing on their hands.
Oh, that's good
upside
stuff.
Upside down, that would be acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's just wrong.
Mm.
If it's the McDonald's
flag.
Well,
the revolution started, kids.
Yep.
So get out there. Put some stuff upside down.
Yeah. Stuff a lot of fries into your face.
Yep.
And, enjoy it.
Get amongst it.
Alert them to it. Go through the drive through. Your flag's upside down. And some fries.
You know.
And then do fire in the hole. Have you heard about that?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Look, don't do this, kids.
Foolish. I don't even know what it is, but it sounds foolish already.
Now can I say what it is?
Yeah.
You go to the... allegedly, people go to the drive-thru.
Allegedly.
And they order like a sundae and a drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when they get to the counter to pay, they yell fire in the hole and throw the items back into the...
That's great.
Oh, thanks.
That's really lovely to do to someone who's making $11 an hour.
It's horrible. And I said, don't do it.
Can't condone it.
That's why we're bringing it up.
Not right.
Let's try and stop the practice right now.
Unacceptable behaviour. There's always unacceptable behaviour at this time of the show when we ruin a song. We ruin a song and people complain about it.
I know.
So today, here at Get This on Triple M, we're going to leave the song alone. That's Midnight Oil with additional vocals from Brian Boyd. Here, Get This on Triple M, home of the all-new Talkback Mountain. Thank you, Thomas Dobley.
How does he do it?
I love that, because Ed did the Teen Wolf dance. Well, that was
I was outside on the bus, standing on the roof, surfing it away. Surfing. Are you surfing on a bus in that?
Yeah, he is.
Awesome film.
I was trying to remember the Teen Wolf 2 dance. I don't even know if there was one.
Jason Bateman in that bad boy, though.
Yes, he's come good, hasn't he?
Michael from Arrested Development.
Certainly. Michael. They're in a pretty tight ship.
We love Job. Funniest
we
man.
We do love Job.
On TV. People are... I don't know what's going on in Victoria with McDonald's, but apparently Murrumbina McDonald's are also flying their flag upside down. What can it mean?
All right, so maybe...
Are we being sucked into an inadvertent McDonald's promotion?
I think,
is that
we,
what we're
I think
doing?
We are. Yeah. I think that's what's happening. Now, okay. What did we say before? Do not go and do fire in the hole.
No, rubbish.
And if you do, yeah. A detail that I forgot, make sure... No, no, look...
Every... You film it for YouTube?
No, no. That'd be awful. And make sure you don't demand to see the manager first so that they're in the booth as
no,
well by the time you
I
get there.
I can't condemn
don't.
No,
this is wrong.
Atrocious.
I can't even believe it. People have brought it up.
What's wrong? What's wrong with the kids today? Give us a call.
Hey.
What else? We've had Jared call in saying after Caporal, which is, you know, everyone in the country wearing capes to work.
Starting to get ready for pre-ops January. It's going to take some time.
Once people start listening to this program, that idea will catch on. Jared says, why not follow it with, oh, I don't know about this. He wants to come up with, for May, teabag mania. Oh, look.
No, that was a whole teapot.
That was an elephant teabagging. We don't want to hear it again.
No.
But it might just work. See, that's the theme of today's Talkback Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy ideas that might just work.
Yeah.
We've had so many of them on the show recently from listeners. We had that mad silence idea yesterday, being able to switch on silence in your office by getting opposing sounds to fight each other.
I like that.
What else? The seat that never sleeps. Listen to this. Scientists have developed a car seat that senses when the driver is nodding off. The smart seat uses inbuilt pulse monitoring and respiration sensors to detect that the driver might be about to nod off. And when this happens, an alarm goes off, waking the driver. How lazy are we getting?
It's amazing.
It's crazy. I mean, there's DVD players in cars.
So you're driving along, listening to this program. Oh, I'm losing it. Oh. Wake up! Just the alarm should be just somebody going, wake up!
Or a prodding, a little finger.
Remember that idea I had for a stolen mobile phone?
Oh, that's right.
You know,
someone
steals your mobile phone, then you get someone else's phone and you dial your phone and it sets off a little voice going, help! Help! I'm a stolen phone! I'm in this bloke's pocket! Call the police now!
I broke my phone yesterday. I dropped something on it and the screen broke, but I found another one at home. But it has a Smurf ringtone, which I can't get off.
Oh, no.
Smurf's theme song.
Yeah, it's making me look like a Smurf fan. Mm.
No, that's not good enough. Yeah. See, come up with your own one. Crazy ideas that might just work. That's
check
what we're talking about today.
Check it out.
What have you got?
This kid, a kid in Indiana, he's put some urine in a teacher's coffee pot.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think that's a new idea. That's a traditional.
He said that the teacher noticed it had an unusual taste.
Oh, yeah.
And then they went to this kid's locker, and this is where he's gone wrong. Right, he's put it in there.
Yeah.
He's seen the teacher have a drink. He wins. We have a winner. The kid,
sure.
Right? Unusual taste. Well, of course. Unfortunately, they've gone to his locker and they found some more urine in his locker.
Wow. He's storing it up.
Yeah, matched him up.
Oh, really?
Gee, the teacher should switch to tea.
Yeah.
That might give him some ideas, though. Given the tone of the past few teabagging.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's not a new idea. But the idea is, kids, if you're going to put urine in teachers' drinks, don't just keep a big burlap sack of it in your locker, ready for the next round.
Get rid of the evidence.
It's
don't
madness.
Leave urinal cakes sprinkled around the locker.
It's madness.
Crazy ideas that might just work. Have you got one, Mr. Marsden?
Well, when I heard about this phone topic, I thought, what's the great idea is getting two words that shouldn't be related and just gluing them together.
Oh, yeah.
New idea for a TV show. Still Knox Gladiators. People on Still Knox in a Still Knox-induced haze getting about, because the people are driving on Still Knox.
Yes.
They're going over to ex-boyfriends' houses and making love with them.
That's
what?
True.
Did that happen?
It's happening.
Yep.
What?
It's a great drug, Still Knox. It's a sleeping tablet with unexpected side effects. People have found they wake up in the morning and they've got paint all over themselves and they go out and it turns out in their sleep they've painted the front door. It's a great way of maximising your time and getting things done around the house.
It's a reality show waiting to happen and the inhibitions are lowered. And why not give these people a giant cotton bud and have them battle each other? It's a good idea.
What do you think? Oh, this is a brilliant idea, Richard.
Yep.
Get them in a house. Are we thinking that kind of deal? Maybe
sure.
When Big Brother starts. First things first.
Yes.
Right, everyone. You know, you're all bogans. I don't, you know, don't worry about telling us all about if your dad doesn't give you chicken dinner. That's all nonsense. Sleeping tablets all around. Cameras a go-go.
Let the Still Knox fun begin.
TV magic.
You're a genius, Richard.
Here's something that happened on TV. over the weekend, I think it was, a mystery glitch in your LG flat-screen televisions caused them to randomly freeze on Channel 9, I think possibly during 60 Minutes. Oh. Just freezing on one frame. You can't do anything. You're just locked onto that frame.
Does that count as ratings?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Would that register? Would they go, that's still frame?
I think so.
Of Charles Woolley. That's testing through the roof. People were watching that for 2 hours. They refused to switch over. We've got to run that again. But I noticed something. We've got two TVs in our house. We've got the normal TV, which comes in via Foxtel.
Oh, yes.
And then up in the front room, I have a crappy little sort of black and white TV for recording clips for the show, which is connected to the aerial on the roof.
Yes.
And so I've got the front room one on and the lounge room one on at the same time. And I walk from the front room to the lounge room, and I've got it on commercial TV, and I notice that what I just seen in the front room is now going out on Foxtel.
It's a few seconds behind.
There's like a 4 second delay.
Yeah, there is.
To normal TV on Foxtel.
Yep.
Now, could that be used for a scam? Like some sort of betting scam?
Yeah.
Like, what about if, like for a game show?
Yeah.
See, you would, if you could get like a little earpiece that's coming from the aerial on your roof that no one knew about, and then you bet some money on like Temptation, you'd be getting the answers 4 seconds before they're set.
That's enough to win.
If everyone in your family is watching it off Foxtel, you'd be hearing the sound of off the aerial on the roof, and you'd be ahead and cashed up.
It's the 4 second advantage.
The 4 second advantage.
It's a crazy idea that might just work.
It's like a crazy 1920s racetrack scam with a telegraph wire. Yes. One of those deals.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So you're saying, Tone, that but the benefit of it is that you can steal from your family.
Yeah, that's right. It makes it much easier to rip off your loved ones. I'm telling you, check that out. If you've got two TVs in your house. Okay, all right. I think the idea has been underlined.
I'm into it.
Crazy ideas that might just work of any kind. Do we want legal?
Nah. I reckon today we've just got to say, let's just say now, allegedly, and we don't... just a blanket and we don't endorse, right?
Yeah, right.
As always, get a mushroom, have a bite, give us a ring.
1-3-3-5-3. Yeah, all right. That's Eskimo Joe, New York. Here, get this.
Hang on a second. I've worked it out.
What?
How that kid can get away with it. With the urine in the coffee.
Yeah.
Don't do this, kids.
No, don't do this.
What his problem is that the urine coffee, no, tasted worse than the other coffee.
Mm-hmm.
What he needs to do is put something worse in all of the other bits of coffee so that the urine coffee tastes relatively good.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? He needs to convince other kids to put like liquid paper in the other ones. They all get busted. And the one that's left over that everyone has to drink because it's the only one left is the urine coffee.
Great.
Why is he storing urine in his locker? Couldn't he just make some more?
Yeah, I know. I haven't spoken to him.
Urine drought, perhaps?
I haven't spoken to him that much, but I suspect he probably didn't think it through as well as he could have.
Yeah, let's leave the subject of urine alone. Crazy ideas that might just work. We're looking for them. Who's got one here?
Ryan, how are you?
G'day, how you going?
Oh, I'm pretty choice. What are we going to do?
I reckon this year when the premiere of Big Brother's about to kick off, Channel 10 should just play a season from a few years ago and see if anyone notices.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Repeats of Big Brother. From the top.
That is such a good idea.
Which one would you choose, though? Which was the sort of blandest one?
I reckon maybe even a bit of a mashup from all these.
That's what I'm thinking, Ryan. So you have one of them sort of going, something, something, and then you cut, but then they've just cut in someone from a completely different series.
Going,
something, something. And it's cut back and forth so that we never have a shot where somebody's not really, really drunk and with their norks falling out.
Jamie just giving a bit of poetry and just telling everyone that they've been had.
And you could get Jamie and Galen and have them, you know, meet the bum dance woman from the first series.
That'd be great.
Oh, good ideas. What about jobs for the Big Brother people?
We're going to get to that in the next hour.
We are tackling that in the next hour.
Hey, Ryan, absolutely spot on. Hello, Bob. How are you?
How you doing, fellas?
Excellent. What are we going to do?
I reckon, I've got this idea already. I've already patented it.
Good.
And, what you do is you get turbo wheels, and they're just simple devices. You stick them under the road, and the cars run over them, and they make electricity.
Oh, that is a fantastic idea.
Bob.
So every time you drive your car, you're generating power.
Yep.
Bob, that's amazing. Have you patented it, but have you, you know, dug up some road and put one in?
I should, shouldn't I?
You should. We give you permission.
I mean, all sorts.
I think the idea would be to put them in all the places under 60
Good idea.
Yes. Near the hospitals where you can't move anyway.
Yeah, fair enough.
And near schools and all around the suburbs, but mainly in the middle of Melbourne.
Yes, we are going to have to generate electricity through physical movement at some point. We are going to have to get thousands of exercise bikes. I mean, what was your idea, Ed? Gyms.
Gyms. Well, yeah, the gymnasiums where you just obviously the exercise bikes are creating a lot of electricity. Mm-hmm. I think. And surely we could juice that up to run the run the smoothie machine. And apparently in Hong Kong it's all systems go, Bob. They're doing it.
It's a great idea.
Gymnasiums powering the national grid.
This is what I'm saying.
Crazy ideas that might just work.
Brilliant, man. That's spot on. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Chris. Yeah, hi. How are you going?
Excellent, man. What are we going to do?
Mate, I've been rattling this around in my head there for a while.
Yeah.
And what I want to design is a mortgage clock.
Yeah.
Right, check it out. Everybody's got a different mortgage and all that. So you punch in all your details to the big clock that sits up on your desk or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can just look at it, glance at it, and just know how much you've got to knock off your mortgage before you own your house.
It's fantastic, so you can be reminded of your own crippling debt at any time during the day.
That's right. That's maybe the only drawback, but otherwise I think it's a sensational idea.
I think it's great, Bob. Oh, Chris, sorry. It shows you incrementally how you're improving. And also, if you're thinking about buying a big kind of luxury item. If you're off to get a jet ski or something like that, you'd have the clock there to remind you of, how much it's going to cost.
Goes backwards.
Just add the jet ski price straight on the top of it.
Bang!
The mortgage clock.
Mortgage clock.
It's...
But I haven't patented it yet.
I was just about to say...
you've got to do it.
Yeah.
I haven't done it with my tea bags with the sugar already in them idea.
Crazy.
Someone's going to beat me to that. Such a good one. It's waiting to go.
Thank you, Chris. Hi, James. How are you?
Okay.
Hey, mate. What are we going
to
do?
Yeah, my idea. It's like Back to the Future styles.
Yeah.
Like, you know how like with the hoverboard. Yep. You know how magnets repel each other.
Yeah.
You put like all South Pole on the ground, and then you put on the boards all North Pole.
Yeah.
So, and a massive rink.
Mad idea. Hoverboard.
And I see what you're saying. So
and then they float against each other.
Yes.
James, this is what we've been looking for.
We've been saying this because there's a bloke in Victoria somewhere, 71 years old. He's invented an anti-gravity wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Don't know how it works.
So
people are laughing at him,
but
you can hear.
But James, perhaps we could pave all of the sidewalks in Australia. Perhaps all of those could be replaced with magnets.
Mm.
And that way, then with your boards, with your other, we get a regular skateboard or an ironing board,
sure.
or a longboard. Oh, how about this for public transport? We get longboards, those surfing longboards.
Yes.
Magnets on the bottom. It's the 15 off into the city. Mm. Everyone just hop on.
Because hoverboards are the way of the future. As the seas rise,
we're
always 2 feet above them on the hoverboards.
I like the idea of the magnet footpath, though. That's great.
You like that?
We'll play hell with a tap dancing demographic, though, I think.
They've
had it too good for too long.
We have
Thanks,
time
James.
For one more. Who's it going to be,
this
Ed?
This is great. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Mike. I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Excellent, man. What are we going to do?
My plan is that governments should stop putting all this money into building armies and just give the money to scientists so they can develop superheroes.
Superheroes are the answer. Superheroes are the answer. We already have the British government testing people for psychic abilities to see if they can help with the war on terror. That's actually going on. Someone came in, saw X-Men on the weekend, went psychic mutants. That's the way to get the advantage over Bin Laden.
Mike, if we had to have one... let's just say that we had to have one superhero... with one power to help us out instead of the army, what would you go for?
Probably Professor X.
The mind abilities.
Yeah, it'd be great. We need a lot more ramps installed. But it could work.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, okay, Mike.
Great ideas, plenty of them. People who didn't get on, Cecilia, take down their numbers and we will call them back next week because,
This is a spot on top. This is a... to be honest with you, James... with these magnets on the footpath, on the hoverboards.
Yeah.
That's got me thinking.
I don't know quite how the hoverboards move, but at least they're floating.
Wait a second.
No, we don't have time. We don't have time for another think tank, but what a great thing. I am drenched in ideas.
You push them. You're only 1 foot off the ground, so you can push like a skateboard.
In the next hour, we join.
Or you get fat blokes and muscly blokes to drag you along.
By Tony Moclair.
Get this.
Who said Kevin Rudd was a nerd?
Brought to you by Jess, whose cat has Tourette syndrome. Listen to this recording. Oh, please, there's no need for that sort of language.
Do what I want because I can, if I don't because I wanna.
Afternoon, everybody.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna.
We're well into the second hour of Get This, last one for the week, and Tony Moclair is here again. Welcome back, Tony.
Crikey. What did I do? Why am I back here?
Plane knowledge. Knowledge of aircraft.
I thought it might be Friday Night Funnies. I thought you'd put a keyboard in front of me and I'd have to do something witty about Costello.
Get your bow tie on. We might do that. We're going to be talking about new jobs for the Big Brother cast.
Yeah.
Because there's a pile-up. There really is a pile-up now.
Yeah.
So good.
And we're hoping to replay in this hour. We've had a lot of requests for a segment where Richard Marsland, who you've worked with occasionally...
Yes, in the adult movie industry.
A couple of things.
Yeah, near enough. Sleeping with Pauline Hanson. Yeah. Do you know about that?
No, I don't.
Well.
Please explain.
That'll all be coming up in this hour of Get This. You Two with Everlasting Love. It's the second hour of Get This around Australia on Triple M. And look who's here. It's Tony Moclair. Let's get it out of the way up front. Thanks. Yes, he was Guido Hatzis. All right, put it to bed.
Okay, yeah, get over it, people. Build a bridge.
He also knows a lot about planes, and thank God you're here because what's this business with Brendan Nelson? Did he buy the wrong brand?
Oh, look, you know, there's furious chats going on in airliners.net/discussions/military-discussion forums. About, you know, this $6 billion purchase. Yeah. I'm not happy with it, but look, I'm an armchair expert and I think it's a terrible waste of money.
Is it an instance of going for beta when you should have gone for VHS? Is it one of those?
That's a very good military analogy, Tony. I think you're wasted in this particular industry.
That's what I think.
Get on a plane to Canberra now. Your country needs you.
What's wrong with these planes?
Well, it's an updated, very old design that originated in the mid-70s.
Mm.
And now Nelson is basically... I'm going to call a spade here. He's lied.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. He said that the great thing about the plane is the commonality with the existing F-18s that we have.
Mm.
Let's overlook the fact that it has a different engine, different radar, different wing. It will be based at a different airbase and operated by a different squadron.
Wow.
So I'd love to know where the commonality comes in.
I think they're both planes, Tony.
Right. Okay.
They both have a beverage holder.
Well, yeah. Enough said then.
So what are these things good for? Just dismantling and using for Birdman rally props, really? Is that it?
No, mate. Look, they're a brilliant air show performer.
Yeah.
So we paid $6 billion to amuse, you know, the 100,000 people who go to the Avalon Air Show every 2 years.
Okay.
So we've done well. It's money well spent.
But if war breaks out... Really?
I'd buy a one-way ticket to America or somewhere else, not here.
Really?
Or if war breaks out, you know one thing I've always wanted to do with you, Tony Martin?
Uh-oh.
Do a mock funeral.
A mock funeral?
Because do you remember during the Gulf War 91, the mock funeral was probably at its height. You would remember this.
Street funerals?
You get a cardboard coffin and you walk down a street and the cardboard is marked, I don't know, democracy or freedom of speech.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we used to, Mick Malloy and myself would have our annual street theatre awards and we would just collect all the footage of the news of, people dressed as skeletons and Grim Reapers, Uncle Sam. And what we noticed in every single... piece of footage, there's always one that shouldn't be there. There's always just someone as Peter Pan for no reason. And every time, there was one recently for David Hicks.
Mm.
For some That's reason, right. Ned Kelly was just hanging out.
Well, if that doesn't make the US stop and think, I don't know what will. Nice work there, protesters.
Now, another, you seem to be expert on a number of nerdish issues. Yeah. Were you talking about Doctor Who just before we went to air?
Well, we were talking about, I think, the first... series. The BBC basically taped over a lot of masters.
Yeah. They taped over them.
They literally, or they threw them out. There was no
concept that there would be home video in the future.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So once it was done, it was done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or that there'd be cashed up nerds with DVD players.
Yeah.
There was no forward planning. So they either threw them out or taped over them as an economy measure.
Right.
And so this really kind of interesting worldwide hunt has gone on for original first series cassettes that still exist.
Ah.
And one of the places they turned up was New Zealand.
Right.
Where the show is still regarded as a daring glimpse of the future.
That's right. It's
a chilling vision of what's to come. But the other places have tracked them down to places like Zimbabwe and South Africa. And
gee. People are watching Doctor Who in Zimbabwe going, look, see, things could be worse. We could have the Daleks in charge. But that's true about New Zealand. I think, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore is the most famous completely erased series. But you can get a DVD which has got bits and pieces on it.
Yeah.
And I think one of those was found at the ABC in Sydney, just on an old Birds of a Feather tape.
Yeah.
And I think two more episodes were found in New Zealand at the end of a football game. So someone was winding off a famous... Yeah. All Blacks match, and they wound the tape too far, and there were two episodes of Not Only But Also just dubbed illegally onto the end of the tape. And John Clark told me that he used to work at Television New Zealand, and they would just occasionally illegally make a copy of a show, and just for personal use. And of course, good thing they did.
So he sleeps at night having violated copyright.
But that's the thing. You just go, wow, all the Pete and Dud gear gone.
Yeah.
So much of that sort of pre-Monty Python gear gone. Every Hey Dad, perfectly preserved.
The Baldy Man, buy the DVD.
The Baldy Man.
It's out there.
Fantastic. Okay, that's Nerdish Issues.
Blue Healers is out on DVD, I should point out.
It's a great show.
Who on earth is really hoping to relive the joy that was Series 1 of Blue Healers?
Over to you, Tony.
No one in this room. Punky Brewster's out, though.
That's good news.
That's got me fired up.
That's good news.
Important issues to get to next on Get This. Yeah, this is rubbish, this end bit. Just tie it off, guys. Bang. How to Save a Life, the fray, here at Get This Around the Nation. Tony Moclair is with us. He's worked at Triple M a fair bit over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got any sort of Triple M lore that you can pass on to Ed Cavalli?
Well, you should know a bit about the station at which you work, Ed. This story, I just want to say, it relates not actually to Triple M, but a radio station that was very similar. Now, of course...
was that an allegedly?
Yeah.
Is this like when you say a friend of mine? Yeah. Had to go to the emergency room because he slipped in the shower while he was doing some vacuuming.
Now, Ben Cousins, have you heard of him? He's been in the
news.
He's
on the Source.
Once or twice. He's been.
Now, just quickly, Ben Cousins, just so you know, the latest on Ben Cousins, here is one of the oddest photos I've ever seen in a Murdoch newspaper. Just a block of flats in colour. This is in quite a few of the papers today. Underneath the caption says, Ben Cousins may have been staying in this Perth apartment block yesterday.
Well, that's good enough for me.
That is like a work of art.
Good job.
Beautiful. So we know who he is.
Yeah, didn't he choose a great week to give up smoking? Good on you, Ben. Now, there were two employees who may have been working at this particular radio station one night. Who,
Station X.
Yeah, eventually went on to do quite well. But there was also a person who worked at the radio station who was well known for supplying pick-me-ups.
Oh.
Right. Okay? Right. Especially on a Friday night. Don't look at me like that.
Sandwiches.
You know, yeah. Just, you know, little helpers, I guess.
Mm. I'm with you.
Now, these two guys were very keen to kind of enjoy themselves on a Friday night. So they went to this particular person who was working, you know, down one end of the building.
Mm.
And they put him under some pressure. They said, look, we're about to go out. You're the go-to man. We need something, and we need it quick.
Right.
Now, in this particular instance, he didn't have anything.
Oh, yeah.
He was caught short.
Okay.
But he knew that if he didn't produce the goods, he could possibly lose his job.
Oh, really?
So, like anybody at a radio station, he thought on his feet. So he said, go to your office. I'll be there in a couple of minutes. He went back and produced two garlic tablets.
Really? A bit
said,
of...
Yeah. And said... take these. But before leaving, he said, listen, they may take a while to actually, you know, get into your system. Try the suppository route.
Shelve them?
Yes.
So Wopsum, you're cult up the back door.
Yeah. So he always maintains the last thing he saw.
God.
Because he left the building very quickly after was one of them helping the other guy put the pill in. Okay. Now, the helper had taken the pill first, and as the supplier left the building, he heard the words, man, I just felt a kick in.
I'm getting a hot garlicky sensation around the back. Man, this is going to be a fun night.
Vampires won't be a problem, though. So I just want to knock the stereotype of people in radio stations being, you know, kind of living that hard and fast lifestyle, party boys. We don't know what we're doing when it comes to that side of things.
I haven't seen much of that here. All I see is a desperate Ed Cavalli chasing the sandwich guy up the corridor, going, have you got any wraps? Okay.
Wow. You thought garlic breath was bad before. At the other end.
You know, that is gold. That is gold. But what about Ed? You're going to give it a try.
No, I just...
You think it's a stunt, maybe?
There's just so many bits of that which it could have gone wrong. Because garlic tablets kind of smell like garlic, you know? Yeah. And they're not small either.
No, they're not. They're kind of horse pill size.
Yeah, they're quite large. Yeah. And so, but rather than just try and get away with it, he's going, I'll see if I can push this. Yes. If I can get them to shelve them, it'll give me a little, an extra couple of minutes to get out of the building.
He hot-footed it.
That is quite amazing.
An evening of standing fun. For those two, okay, well, it wouldn't happen here. Not a Triple M. Thank you, ZZ Top. Enough out of you. Let's get this around the nation on Triple M. Tony Moclair is here with us, and I think it's a good time to ask him this simple question. Tony, can you name a single song by Keith Urban?
Oh, crikey, that's a good pub game. The nips are getting bigger, or at least they were till I entered rehab.
No, nothing.
Oh, there must have been one. There must have been one at some point.
Did he do the thong song?
No, he's done a kind of confessional one recently, hasn't he?
That's almost an answer.
I was on. I was watching Sunrise this morning, and he came on. Beautiful hair.
Yeah.
And he did a number, and it was, you know. And anyway, they were going to go to Nelson to do some Hollywood reporting, but then Mel and Koshy came on, just the happiest I've ever seen them, and they were like, "Well, guys, the crowd has asked Keith to do another song, and he has said yes. This is completely spontaneous. Cue the roadie bringing out a perfectly tuned banjo for the next song."
Oh, what about that? Yeah.
And away we plucked.
Now, you know, it's you've got to feel sorry for Keith Urban because Billy Ray Cyrus has stolen his haircut. Have you noticed that?
Is that right? I haven't.
He showed up at, like, the Grammys with the Keith Urban.
No.
Everyone laughed, and he went, "I'm not getting rid of it."
Is that right?
Why don't the other bloke can stop doing it? I'm keeping this. So I haven't been in the news for 10 years.
Was it a mullet Mexican standoff?
It was.
Of sorts.
It was the first we'd heard of Billy Ray. It's still achy breaky.
Maybe he's doing his version of Chris Gaines. Maybe he's doing the Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks, Chris Gaines?
I'm actually being unfair because wasn't he in...
He was in
Mulholland Drive.
Did a great job.
Yeah. Cameo playing a midget talking backwards, presumably. Listen to this. Baggy has phoned up to say that in the 70s, and I think this is a key thing to know, his brother painted some saccharin tablets black with texture and sold them, and people got high off them.
Well, there you go.
That sort of stuff used to go on in the 70s. You have so
with
many
texture.
Great, almost defamatory radio stories, Tony Moclair. There's got to be a book from you at some point. But a big topic we're tackling today is the Big Brother cast, because you've probably seen the promos. Yep. There's going to be a whole new flock of them coming through. Mm. What to do with the old ones? There's kind of a pile-up. You know, there just aren't enough Quizmania shows to house them all.
It's so true.
We're truly spoiled, aren't we? Are you asking me what to do
new
with them?
New jobs for them. What can they do? What do we do with them? You know, celebrity boxing with Galen.
He's
on the community TV.
That's going well. Here we go. Here's someone from 2005. She's not with Harry and Miller's management anymore, but she's got new local representation, and she's hoping now to make her mark on the following shows: Dancing with the Stars, Thank God You're Here, Celebrity Overhaul, It Takes Two, and The Catch Up.
That's a lot of options.
I think you left out the 7:30 report as well.
But, yeah, so that's...
So that's a lot of geeks.
Hang on, what are you saying? Harry and Miller just turns on him eventually?
No, I think that there's just, you know, there's a contract period and then it's over.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's over.
Unless you've tumbled down a mountainside in a ski lodge or done something new.
Or lived for a year on a Mars bar. He doesn't want to know you.
That's right. But what are some gigs for Mr. Mars, and what do you think they should do?
Well, I mean, they've got all the columnist gigs wrapped up and the traffic report.
Oh, is that a dig?
Is that columnist gigs? Your final column in the Adelaide Sunday Mail goes out this Sunday. This Sunday, Adelaide readers.
And I wrote it on Still Knox, so I'm not sure where it goes. Send it away. It's been pushed out to sea. Good night, Australia. But no, it's a lovely column. Can I get a four to promote?
Yeah, we just did.
On Sunday. There we go.
There you go.
Nice. What can the Big Brother people do?
Yeah, what can they do, Richard?
Lollipop people, you know, the people.
Not bad.
Celebrity lollipop. Celebrity
not bad.
Lollipop
yeah, I know a few I'd speed up for.
Yeah, that's very true.
I'm not going to name them.
Can you name them? Do you know?
Yeah, this is the thing.
Can you name them?
We were talking about this off air. No, I was talking about the one I think who, what year were we in 2007? Yeah. The one yeah. who won it last year.
Jamie. Yeah.
It is Jamie, is it?
Yeah,
who
so
boasted
good.
About oh. drinking how much worth
$100,000 worth
grand.
Of booze.
Yeah.
Then Zoo, and then it got exposed that it was a setup. He hadn't done it. He was just saying that.
Oh, he wouldn't participate in some cheap, tawdry media stunt, would he? That's not the Jamie I know.
That's not the Jamie I texted votes for. I feel robbed.
What are we going to do with them? You know, get them all on exercise bikes, powering the national grid. That's
a good idea.
Yeah. That's probably enough of them. I don't know.
Hostage negotiation.
It's got to be almost...
yes!
Does it? Is it almost time for the Bulls? You know, is it almost castration time for the Bulls? I mean, oh. I know that they're very... my first job ever was collecting the discarded testicles from castrated bulls.
That's true. Oh,
okay. I reckon they'd be beautiful at that.
Did you really do that?
Oh, yeah. These two hands, Moclair.
Yeah. It was part of his triple thunder duties.
Where were you on careers night?
My cousin's farm. This was meant to be a holiday, right. And I went there, and just, you know, arms full of them. Away I went, happy as Larry.
Oh, Mr. Bullsack.
Hey, yeah. I know. Speaking of bulls,
yeah.
Spain has the running of the bulls. Maybe we can have the running of the Big Brother.
Oh, yes, take a few out.
But we do it our style,
yeah.
Where there's bulls running from each side, and all of the crowd are just bulls dressed as people.
Yeah.
Can't miss them.
Yeah.
Cannot miss them.
Caught in the crossfire.
Does anyone else love a goring when that's on?
We need new jobs for those fast-mounting Big Brother people. Sorry, I use the
anyone,
phrase fast-mounting advisedly.
Biggest losers that haven't, you know, that haven't quite cracked it, you know, any of the reality types.
What are we going to do with them? Give us a call, 133353.
Get this.
So I think it's a sign that Australia's becoming a nanny state. It's just gone too far.
Brought to you by Josh McCowan, who says, please, guys, for the love of God, stop all the references to Howard Jones. Sorry about that, Josh, but... Sorry, Josh. That one gets me every time. And he is touring.
Get this around the nation on Triple M. It's the program with Tony Moclair sitting in for this hour, and he's seeking to be impressed by ideas for what those Big Brother evictees can do next.
Jason, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent, sir. Hi, what are we going to do with them?
Well, I actually got an email of useless facts that said if you stacked up all the useless celebrities from Big Brother that they'd reach the moon.
That's a good idea already.
You'd need to get the internationals, but it could already reach the moon.
Is that already on the underside of the cap on the top of a Spring Valley?
That could be it.
Is that where it is?
Well, so you're saying we could use them as kind of like a human ladder to the moon?
I reckon we should just try it and see if they do reach the moon.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Be one. Yes. The only other thing, the running with the bulls was a good idea, but you wouldn't be able to do that because they'd just end up at Cargo Bar or Bungalow 8.
For a very well-paid appearance, I might say.
All roads lead to a cheesy nightclub. That's excellent, Jason. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Good, mate.
What are we going to do with them?
I reckon we use them on the front lines in Iraq.
Oh, cannon fodder!
I see what you're saying. Like, they're saying we're going to send more troops.
I know what would happen, though.
What
the insurgents would approach them and say, what was it really like in the house?
That's right.
You ask anybody who's been in Big Brother, and that is the question they are asked at least 400 times a day.
Well, what was it really like?
Yeah, what was it really like in the house?
As opposed to what?
Oh, as opposed to the 24-hour coverage from hundreds of cameras that we saw every night on television.
A few sunbaking.
Including your most intimate bodily functions. That's where I'd be drawing the line, I reckon.
Yeah, there just wasn't enough detail.
Thank you, Jay. Hi, Scott. How are you?
G'day, boys. How are you?
Excellent, sir. What are we going to do with them?
I reckon you should get them all together, link arms, and have them at the end of the runways, and they can be the safety barrier.
That is an excellent idea. That would make people break, I reckon. Oh, well, actually, I don't know about that. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I can see Galen over. I'm going to accelerate. Zero idea. Good idea.
Thanks, Scott. Hi, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Great, mate. What are we going to do with them?
Well, I reckon we can use them as a home enema.
Wow.
Right.
Oh.
So they come round and then what?
I was going to say up there for thinking, but I should have said down there for thinking.
Well, you know, they could use their personality.
Oh, just to flush people out.
Oh, yeah. So it's a hose-free arrangement.
Yep, definitely hose-free. I mean, it worked for me. I watched them on telly and I had to go. Imagine what they could do in real life.
A couple of verses of Jamie's poetry and you're cleaned out and ready to go.
Very regular.
Did it for me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Neil. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Not bad, mate.
Mate, what are we going to do with them?
I reckon we stick them all in the post office all around Australia, get them to stick their tongues out so we can wet our stems.
That's a great thing. Oh, yeah. So get rid of those little glass things with a sponge in.
Yeah.
And that'll help water restrictions.
Oh, yes, water restrictions.
Do you really want to put your hand on tongues that have been in some places you don't want to think about?
They can do it for us.
They can do it for us.
There you go.
I just like the idea that Dave has worked out that a lot of our water is going south on those little sponges.
Yeah, he's onto it. He's exactly. onto it. He knows. Thank you, Dave. Hi, Luke. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, fellas. Yourself?
Excellent. What are they going to do?
Oh, mate, take them down to Antarctica with a pair of flippers each, chuck them behind a massive iceberg and tell them to swim it back.
Because it's just going to wait. So yeah. The drought crisis is solved. We've got them out of the country for a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the footage will be hilarious.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Great job, Luke.
Could we maybe trade the iceberg for Gretel Colleen?
Who, that's a good idea. They push her down and push an iceberg back.
There you go.
In a selection of eye-catching outfits. Who's going next?
Jack, how are you?
How you going?
Excellent. What are we going to do with them?
Well, I need Crystal. I'm a truck driver, so I need pillows in me bunk.
And do you travel with a passenger? Would you need the mum as well?
Maybe for an interchange, yeah.
An interchange. I'm sure she'd be glad to be of service, Jack. It's very kind.
So many callers. Let's get through them all in. Who's next?
Hello, Graham. How are you?
Hello. How are we?
Excellent. What are we going to do with them?
Use them as scarecrows up in the wine growing area.
Which one would you go for, Galen?
Galen will do.
Gretel?
She'd be
two. She'd scare more than a crow.
Too many good ideas. Let's move on to John. What are we going to do with the Big Brother cast, John?
I think that we should probably put them into the Scoresby Freeway as bridge pylons.
Bridge pylons!
Right.
Or
yes,
you could glue them all together, hole them out, and use them for low-cost rental housing.
I'm so much warmer and my family is secure inside Galen.
That's a great idea. Finally, Brad, how are you?
Yeah, mate, are you all right yourself?
We're excellent, sir. What are we going to do with them?
Oh, I reckon we should use them for crash test dummies.
Wouldn't you like to see them in slow motion?
You'd be worried about brain damage, but in case of most of them, that's already happened.
No, you'd be fine.
Nah.
That's an excellent idea, Brad.
Well, a great run of callers.
That's
massive.
When is that new series starting, do we know?
I see some sizzle for it on the telly, so it must be soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bogans are sharpening their wit.
You don't feel it. You don't get that kind of pre-BB. What are we now? BB7 now?
Yeah, BB8? I think so. I don't get the ground. Yeah, I don't get the groundswell of hope that I used to. That this year there might be someone all right.
I get the feeling this year I'm going to be a big noise in the chat rooms.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Throwing your weight around.
Yeah, you just watch. Yeah. I'm going to be sticking up for any turkey slappers or slappers. Because I'm guessing there might be one. Two in there. Call me crazy.
We've got Richard Marsland and a slapper. Next, I'll get this. Bones from the Killers here at Get This on Triple M. Tony Moclair is with us. He's known Richard Marsland, our panel operator, for a while.
Where did you guys meet?
Big Brother chat room.
Yeah.
I was so going into bat for Fitzy.
Yeah.
And he gave me a smiley face, and our eyes never really left each other.
Yeah, it was a bit like that.
It was emoticon heaven.
No, we had somebody in common.
Oh. Wow.
Not Pauline Hanson, I hope.
No. And how dare you refer to that without referring to... Please sexplain.
Sexplain.
You've got a copyright News Limited 2007, thanks.
A great headline, but, joking aside, I think people were shocked by the footage on... I think it was Current Affair earlier this week of Richard Marsland talking about his affair with Pauline Hanson. Have a listen to this.
She's claiming
Richard
and her had a thing that started in this Canberra motel in 1996 and burnt for 2 weeks.
Burnt is right. I had smoke coming out of my underpants for days. We had to take the smoke detectors out of the room. Not that there was any. It was a Canberra motel room after all.
So you can say categorically you never had sex with Pauline Hanson?
I'm not saying anything of the sort. She was hot. And the constant undercurrent of racism just added fuel to the fire.
I can't understand why he would be so aggressive in his denial of something that I believe and many other people believe happened.
I'm not denying it. She's the hottest bigot I've ever bumped.
This is what they said on 60 Minutes.
My private life
is my private life.
Oh, leave it out, Pauline. It wasn't that private when we were doing it short bus style over the salad bar at that Canberra knocking shop.
Now, she not only names the motel and the month it started, she even claims he cooked her dinner there, though the menu is unclear.
I'll tell you what was on the menu. One Nation Tale. Three courses, each one steamier than the one before.
But I have absolutely no doubt that
Richard
and Pauline had a sexual relationship.
Of course we did. Look at this. Talk about worn out. I'll never be able to teabag again.
And I saw him give her quite a serious kiss when she stepped out of an elevator.
Look, she didn't require a please explain when I suggested going down.
They disappeared and I didn't see him again for 40 or 50 minutes. In fact, I'd gone to sleep in the car while I was waiting for him to come back.
I had a lot to do. It takes quite a while to go round the grounds with Pauline. I mean, she's constantly stopping to bag out the Asians. Don't worry, Pauline. I won't go blabbing to the press with any fire crotch talk.
I'm not worried about anything.
Her suggestion is that they slept together on what was essentially a first date. So, yeah, very poor form and really a bad reflection on her, I think.
Hey, don't blame Pauline. How could she resist my pavement T-shirt and collection of Matthew McConaughey movies?
We'll have to wait for the book launch to get Pauline's responses, but we did conduct a straw poll today to see who you believe is gospel and who's telling porkies.
I believe in Pauline Hanson more so than
Richard Marsland.
I don't like Pauline much, so I'd go for
Marsland.
If you slept with her, would you deny it? I would. I believe her.
Is it true Richard Marsland offered to demonstrate the Turkish grip?
Please explain.
Hey, look, the only way to settle this is with a lie detector, okay? Although she didn't have any trouble detecting me lying beneath her with my...
What is it with lie detectors lately? Howard Gipps with that report.
Oh, chilling stuff.
Oh, wow. Crikey. Tony, sorry, where on the shelf will you put the Walkley for that? that was a brilliant piece of investigative journalism. Yeah. And listen, now you know why they call Richard Dick.
It's true.
It's a bit embarrassing that it's out in the open now.
They certainly do. Ed Cavalier's out of the room. He saw the sandwich man up the corridor. Let's play a song. We'll be back to wind this thing up in a minute. I'll get this. Oh, thank you, Sugar Ray, every morning here at Get This in the afternoon.
We need to just have another hour when next time Tony comes back. Just aeroplane facts.
I know, aeroplane facts. It's
fascinating.
I'm your man.
Tony McClear, what can you plug?
Well, for me, not much, but if you're in Melbourne or if you can get to Melbourne, Avalon International Air Show is on the public days, Saturday, Sunday. Come and see the F111 before we prematurely retire it in 2010.
Are they having an auction for one?
Unfortunately,
charity auction for one?
I don't know what they're going to do. But it's a great air show this year, so come along and have a look. It's absolutely brilliant.
Birdman Rally?
See the C-17 that we've just bought.
Great.
Yeah. And Tony, we'd like you to come back with more aviation news whenever you can.
Oh, thank you.
And more shelving news.
Yes.
And shelving news. And defamatory radio stories. We love it all. It's the end of the week, so I must thank the person who produces this show. It's Nikki Hamilton.
Yay.
What about Richard Marsden pushing buttons?
What about Richard Marsden?
What about Matt Dower on the pots and pans?
Yes.
And what about Cecilia fielding the dirty phone calls from our listeners? There's knob jockeys all around the network.
Good
and Ed Cavalier. Too much fun. More fun than would seem decent.
Tony Martin, the best.
And, well, I must thank pretty much anyone who's bothered to email us, call in, or download something off our website. Yep. Thanks for being involved. And our key phrase today was simply... Oh, crank it up, Richard. If you're in your car, turn it right up. This is great. 2 hours of this coming up on Triple M. 15 rainstorms in a row. That's what we're promising. And we'll be back on Monday with Lawrence Leung. And it's all thanks to As Yet Nobody.